Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 41 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, joined with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero, and man, do I have a suntan or what? And you do too, pal.
We're back home in the States, recording regular television Saturday morning broadcast, 11 a.m. on Fox Television.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on returning back stateside?
Oh, man, I'm so glad to be home, man. That was a nightmare we were at. That bloodbath was just, man. I mean, I've seen some hardcore wrestling, but, man, that was unbelievable. The actual ropes were barbed wire. It wasn't even a barbed wire match with ropes. It was literally barbed wire.
Lack of officiating, the whole thing. But on the second day of taping for the second broadcast of 605, it did improve, I must confess. The company put some money in. Yeah. They had given us an actual ring, legitimately.
Yeah.
And then we had a referee on hand as well.
Yes. They paid a zebra. Absolutely. Paid a zebra.
So disrespectful, Johnny.
But they, you know, you have to wonder, knowing Grady and how shady and Haiti he is from Haiti,
and full of Haiti.
Yes, full of Haiti. You have to wonder, like they just.
Definitely back home, Johnny.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God. But you have to wonder if that referee was just not like a rena zebra for like one day because they knew
they
we were
had
taping.
To get someone and get them all the way down to Haiti through customs, the whole thing, a working permit. I don't even know if the guy was from stateside, to be honest with you, but who cares? At least there was someone.
The second one, yeah, I agree. But I'm saying they knew we were taping. That guy was probably just a one-day thing. I bet you right now it's still Grady sitting out there
I 100%
in a rocking chair.
I 100% guarantee in every way.
Drinking his
I believe he's actually here tonight, so I don't think he's down there. I think he's returning to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Cool.
Perhaps in cahoots sometimes with Springer, the Supreme Leader. Now, Johnny.
Yeah. Anything for ratings.
Do you have your official Pro Wrestling Illustrated top 10?
Absolutely, as always, man. At number 10, this is going to be a good one, man. Making his first appearance at 100, only 190 pounds, the Psycho Badger comes in at number 10. He has worked his way into the top 10. I think that's a pretty remarkable thing. He's attributing it to the memory of Bud Bundy. At number 9, of course, you know, the Japanese champion, Pat Morita, the house, the Budokan, the house that Pat Morita built. At 8, we have the living dream, John Goodman.
Good athlete.
Absolutely. People love him. He's climbing up there. Got at number 7, we have the working man, James Evans, who has slipped some, but he's still a great competitor.
I haven't seen him in competition since the whole thing with the Duke of Chicago.
Yeah, I he's worked some house shows and things like that. That's why he's slipping. But there's more to that story, I'm sure. At number 6, the giant making his way up with a bullet back again is Sergeant Fred Gwynn, the Thespian, the giant, almost demonic, dominant, cop.
Well, he's returning back to wrestling. He was in security for quite a long time.
Yes.
I don't know exactly why he's back, but he's returning.
Yeah, and that's no shadow on Andy Griffith or anything.
It is, though, because Andy Griffith is a corrupt police commissioner.
Oh, no, he's not.
In relation to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
No.
And these bastards are running amok under the Supreme Leader, if you will.
Don't you remember what this guy did to Grandpa and Gomez, man? I mean, they are still suffering injuries.
Griffith allowed it, I might add, just so we're clear.
I don't think Griffith was
Griffith,
here
the
yet.
Racist, weird cop.
He wasn't here yet. Remember, that was still, because he went straight from judge being to sergeant. At number 5, we have Beauregard Duke, which there's some controversy about this last Haiti thing that we were talking about.
What is the controversy in question?
Well, I apparently somewhere during the broadcast he's going to come out and address it. I don't know. I won't know until he comes out. Number 4, we have the now shockingly former World's Television Champion, Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci, El Macho Duce, one of the great workers in our promotion. At number 3, we have the Frontiersman, Charles Ingles, although injured.
I know that you're a tabloid reporter. I know this in my heart. And you were literally Pro Wrestling Illustrated, a tabloid magazine, literally.
Right.
However,
not honorable up.
I must ask, The Triple B situation.
Yes.
He's the most recent title holder, yet he's in a lower regiment than Charlotte Engels, who hasn't had a title in months.
Well, Charles Engels is still the number one contender for the World's Heavyweight Championship.
That's impossible, and because there's a TV champion.
The guy beat Gimpasaurus. I mean, I'm just giving the international rankings. I mean, they work all over the world. I mean, you give the... You know, TVDWF.
All right, I'm going to say it again because you didn't acknowledge it, and you're hurting my feelings and making me feel very upset today as we return stateside. There is a television heavyweight champion.
Yes.
That person is the number one contender, not Charlotte Ray Engels.
I didn't say that he was. That was number three.
You said, actually, you want to rewind the tape because you literally
said,
he's number one. And I said, he's not number one. He's the TV
champion. No, I said he was the first.
And then you were like, no, he beat the Gimbasaurus.
No, I said he's the number one contender for the world's heavyweight championship, not number one in the ratings.
Well, that's my confusion, and I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. You did say that. No, that is what you said. You weren't incorrect. Yeah. This is where I'm confused.
Okay.
How could he be the number one contender if he's not number one in the rankings?
Because the number one in the rankings would be the world's heavyweight champion.
I'll give an example.
And the number two would be the world's television
champion. So if number two is higher than number three, how is number two not the number one contender?
I don't know, man.
I think, Johnny Zero, you've been caught in a tabloid lie.
No,
and you're embarrassed here stateside.
I'm not embarrassed.
You're a little hungover from your plane ride. And I'm telling you right now, sir, you're suspect. And I don't appreciate that you get a program in this capacity.
Oh, my God. No, man, we just got this back, and this is from international rankings around the world, and I'll tell you why. To be honest with you, we don't even know if Seaver's World TV title win
is agreeable. TV champion or not? We don't know.
Right, exactly. But I have him still.
He's suspect.
You know, like, well.
Now,
he's a hell of a wrestler in Haiti.
Everything that I read as I was researching for the past week to try and get the information, it has come down to me. That they went to Haiti. The title was defended.
Yes.
The rules on which were you defend said title, unfortunately, overlap with the TV Dads Wrestling Federation rule. Now, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. But it seems to me that Triple B is no longer the champion.
Well, yes, I agree. Well, that must mean that the TV Dad Wrestling Federation must be absorbing the Grady Haiti for promotion.
Well, technically, but technically, they already did, because if you remember, we were looking at the Haiti Alliance, which I believe it's called.
Yeah.
HWF, Haiti
like
Wrestling Alliance.
Caribbean.
HWA, apologize.
Yeah.
The Haiti Wrestling Alliance is the minor leagues of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. So, not absorbing so much as perhaps funding. Now, remember, this is someone...
They're definitely linked in some way.
This is someone running for a governorship, you know?
Yeah.
He is highly suspect in his own right.
Yeah.
We are not fans of the Supreme Leader.
Right.
But that's where we're at.
No. There's one thing we do agree on. I mean, me either. And number two, I have to put him there, man. The World Television Champion.
Isn't that painful to say?
Yes. The self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash.
That is a lie, sir. He is not the Ultimate Stash.
Well, I've never seen a guy tattoo his own mustache on his face, dude. I mean,
well, no. If you can't grow a mustache, you have to tattoo.
Well, the thing
a
is, he can grow a mustache, but he has tattooed one on anyway to a, you know, the connect, like the Fu Manchu on the sides.
Oh, the connection. Yes.
Yeah. That's a whole thing, man. He's into it. And number one, of course, the heavyweight champion of the world,
the Duke of Chicago. John, if I'd have told you 2 years ago at the beginning of TV Dads Wrestling that we'd be sitting here after a vacation, no less, a paid vacation to Haiti, that we'd have the Duke of Chicago as your world champion, followed by the self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash, the faker, Seaver, Jason Seaver, as the TV champion, and we have Triple B and Charlotte Ray Engels, no belts. What are
Charles
your thoughts?
Charles Engels. I could see a day when the Duke of Chicago could win the world title. Actually.
I remember when they had played the national anthem.
Yes.
And that his father had to go over and make him stand up because JJ was kneeling.
Yeah, him and Michael. Yep. And Charles too.
He was manhandled by his father and he looked like a child. And merely less than a year later, he is the world champion and took the name of James Evans, no longer JJ.
Yeah, and he picked and JJ. Is it 290 pounds now? It's 6 foot. How much does JJ weigh now? I mean, seriously, James Walker.
He's under 300 pounds, but still substantial.
I mean, he's huge. He picked him up with one hand. That's both of them up with one hand, which I thought was amazing. But I've also knew he's making a change in his life, and my personal opinion is that he, I don't want to say, see, I don't know what to say. I don't know want to make, I don't want to say the working man James Evans threw a match, but he wanted his family back. And there has been a significant change in the Duke of Chicago's life. I'm not saying he's a babyface or anything like that. But
he's
you've heard that stuff
if
too.
If you read his tweets, he's a mean, angry champion. He is not a babyface in any capacity.
Right, right.
In any city in the world.
Right, but the meanness is more focused in the ring than his entourage outside of the ring, and that is true. I mean, you can see by the the violence rate there in his city. You know what I mean? It's the truth. I mean, the Duke of Chicago. I mean, Jimmy Walker runs. You know, the entire town. I mean, it's just the truth. So
can I do my top five?
Sure.
Or are you just gonna talk for 10 minutes about the fraudulent champions of the TV Dads Wrestling
champions.
Federation?
Seaver won. Unbelievable.
You know who the greatest champion here, hands down, is?
Yeah.
Hands down.
I do.
Michael Brady. He's America's favorite actor. He's the best athlete in the TV Dads
about?
Wrestling Federation today.
What are you talking about?
The world's heavyweight tag team champions.
There is a frontiersman out there that is the real man of wrestling.
That woman lost her title and is no longer relevant today.
Yeah, after they won two out of three. It doesn't matter. They're coming back. They beat Gipposaurus.
They are coming back.
Yes, so he is coming back.
Does Charlotte Ingalls have a split personality? Is that what you're telling me?
Not at all.
The crowd, sir. I'm going to do the top five.
I don't know why all your homosexual related references come up. I have no idea what that has to do with wrestling. Yeah. That's how I feel.
I bring up Mike Brady. Johnny Zero's massaging under his pants while moaning into the microphone.
What are you talking about?
It's a sad
man.
Day, professional
you
wrestling.
You guys can watch me on TV. Look, here's my hands, guys. I'm on TV.
Why are your palms hairy? Okay, the top five. The official TV Dads Wrestling Federation. Sure. In the number five position, the former World's Television Champion, Triple B Boom Boom Bonaducci. Okay. As we've discussed previously,
this
is a bit of a travesty. The man has been fraudulently removed of his title. The fastest count I've ever seen in my life.
That was a very fast count. And you know what? I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. But I'll tell you what, Seaver, in all fairness, Seaver did hang in there with him. I mean, would you have given Seaver a chance against Triple B?
He didn't hang in there, though. Like, it was. All right, if you'd have taken the same match and you put it in a sanctioned TV Dads Wrestling Federation building with sanctioned referee, do you think there's a fighting chance?
No.
So I feel
I don't think it was either. But take the same Seaver from last year before the perma stash or the ultimate stash, and you tell me that would be actually, I mean, at least he's formidable. I wouldn't say he could beat Triple B, but he's formidable.
I want to see the defenses. I hear you. Yeah. So he defended the belt against Beauregard Duke or someone the next member for the next broadcast.
Yes.
And
so they say.
Duke almost won, really, but yet it's the 10-minute time limit or whatever it is.
Well, it's 11.
I think there was 10 again.
Yes.
We were back in a different situation.
Grady just sits
and if you remember correctly, when we were done the program, we had 10 minutes left of airtime. I feel like they had robbed us. I don't think we hit the whole 10 minutes at all. I feel like we were like 7 minutes in and they rang the bell.
Yeah, I, the way things are run down there, I have no idea. I mean, like,
God bless the USA. I'm just happy to be stateside.
I'm just happy we didn't get out of there, didn't get stabbed in the showers or something, man. You know what
See,
I, mean?
I don't go to homosexual bathhouses, so it wouldn't happen to me.
No, I'm
in the number four position.
Speaking
of homosexual bathhouses, is Charlotte Ingalls.
What are you talking? Why would you say something about that?
The last real
man on the planet, really. Like in our sport.
You're just gonna keep talking over me during my list. Is that what you're gonna
just
do?
Come on.
You're trying to sound like Beauregard Duke. I'm a racist. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm not.
I'm a
Beauregard Duke. This guy, unbelievable.
Fucking hate that guy. In the number three position, the Black Magician, Stephen Keaton.
Stephen Keaton.
A formidable athlete in every capacity.
Absolutely.
Here in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely. But the guy uses foreign objects and smoke bombs, too. I mean, but I agree. He is a great wrestler. I like him too. Just the smoke bombs and, you know, the thing with him not being counted out. Like, does he get counted out when he disappears or not? Like, what the hell is that all about?
How do you count someone you can't physically put your hands on?
I know, man. Like, what the fuck, dude?
We tried. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, who else you got, man? Come on.
In the number two position, it pains me to say that the ultimate stash, Jason Seaver, who is the current television heavyweight champion, is the number one contender for the number one slot, the Duke of Chicago.
Absolutely. Well, that makes sense. I mean, they got the gold. I mean, as they say, they have the gold, so the story shall be told. That's just how it works here. You know, if you're the number one, you're the world television champion, you're in that place, and if you're the heavyweight champion of the world, you're number one. I can't believe it. I can't believe Seaver knocked off Triple B. I can't get past it. Can you?
It wasn't legal. That matters.
I mean, what does like Grady do? Like, just hang? Look, man, that first night, they didn't even have real ring ropes up, dude.
Johnny Zero, I'm sorry. I'm going to take a commercial break. If you can please bear with us, we'll be back momentarily.
Sure, bud.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boys and girls, this here's the uncle of the Duke of Chicago here. The Bubba Dope Bart here. We tell you, watch a good time on the TV in Duke of Chicago. We want to tell all y'all to, stay in school, and don't sell the narcotic, the narcotic bag, Duke of Chicago. And remember to vote Supreme Ruler, Springer in the upcoming election. This here, Bubba Dope Bart. Good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 41 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. I gotta tell you, if you look into the squared circle, during the commercial interruption, we had missed Urban Folklore coming to the ring.
Yes.
They are the crowd
legends.
Has gone crazy.
Absolutely.
They are facing off tonight, John, against the World Tag Team Champions.
Oh my God, I'm so informed. I'm an objective journalist, man, but I'm rooting for Ghetto Santa and Uncle Sam. Uncle
to lose,
to
yes, you're definitely rooting for them to lose because the World Tag Team Champions.
Those are legends,
to
man.
Remain
Come
the
on,
World Tag
buddy.
Team Champions.
Come on, man.
Look at the Rhinestone Cowboys. They look phenomenal.
Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford.
Michael
man.
Knight, along with the World Tag Team Heavyweight Champion, Michael Breed.
Hey, they are bright uniforms. I agree. But same time though, Fred Sanford in a Santa Claus suit and Archie Bunker in an Uncle Sam suit, dude. People love that just as well. But you're right, they are blinding. Those suits are blinding.
They're amazing, Johnny Zero.
What was up with that commercial anyway? What the hell was that about? Crazy.
Would you like to go to the squared circles there?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall, 25-minute time limit for the World Tag Team Championship.
Absolutely, here we go. All right, we got Uncle Slam going in there. He's got Michael Knight up. Body slam right away, bounces off the mat, comes off the ropes, drops a quick elbow. Pretty nimble, Archie Bunker. Unbelievable. They come back up there. They're leaving again. And okay. Hold on now. No. Michael Knight's taking him down. He's going down to a rest hold to try and stop the
onslaught, the momentum,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, because of these legends, they know the legends are they're out for him. And I got a feeling tonight. I think they're going to win, man. I don't know. All right, he's still working on that arm bar. Looks like Archie's running around on Michael Knight. Picks him up, gut wrench suplex. How did he get out of that into a gut wrench suplex? Unbelievable. Picks him up again, throws his head into the turnbuckle. One. Fans are counting along with him.
Michael Brady on the opposing top
Brady.
Rope, drops an elbow.
Oh, Brady from behind.
And slides under the ring rope.
And Ghetto Santa comes into the ring.
Brady's gone, nowhere to be seen.
Unbelievable, and the referee is backing up Ghetto Santa. This is not good. This is not good, and they're getting extra shots in on Archie on Uncle Slam.
The tide has turned.
Unbelievable. Michael Knight's got him up. Oh, a snap DDT. Unbelievable. Picks him over. The referee.
The referee's out of position.
Yeah. He's one, two. Okay. Uncle Slam gets out of it, but funny, he wasn't in position.
Michael
before.
Knight back on the top rope again, dropping the elbow again and sliding out of the ring.
What is that all about?
That's two in a row.
How does the referee not see this?
Fantastically illegal.
How? The fantastically illegal. I just heard that. You guys heard him say it. How is that okay? Now, this devastating elbow by Brady. Archie Bunker's in trouble here, man. This is not good.
Mr. Brady's tying up the ref in the corner and talking to him. His back is to the ring and to the
Michael
action
Knight's,
at hand.
Michael Knight's got Archie Bunker, Uncle Slam up in a brain buster. Oh my God! Float over. Oh, and he's not taking the pinfalls. That might be a mistake. That could come back to hurt him later. He's just wanting to punish the man. Just punish the man. Just punish him. Ghetto Santa coming into the ring. He takes a shot. He's hitting Michael Knight down. Then he comes over and he comes back in the ring. The referee is over there. Now,
Michael Knight tags in
Brady. And Uncle Slam is still the legal man. Unbelievable. Oh, this is where Brady. What is Brady doing, dude? What is this? He's rubbing up like his chest with like this glitter and throwing it on him.
It does look fantastic.
What are you
Let
talking
us not lie
what
between
you
us,
talking? That's
Johnny
disgusting.
Zero.
I guess in some kind of weird exotic Adrian Street, shades of Adrian Street, which he was a great man, by the way. Elbow on the back of the head. And he's just putting the boots to him and doing much parading, much bravado. He's hooking up Uncle Slam again for, great down on his head. Did you see that brainbuster? That was straight down on his head. A little leg drop, unbelievable.
Balls across the nose.
Oh, again. Oh.
He goes to tag in Michael Brady. He tags in Michael Brady, who comes down. Glitter from above.
Oh, and he moves!
He missed!
Uncle Slam! Uncle Slam's got to take it! Get him! Santa's in the ring!
Oh, he's all over Michael Brady.
It's a house of fire! Get him, Santa! Whipping him into the ropes and elbow drop down! He's got Mr. Brady and Michael Knight. Double cocoa butt! Double cocoa butts them together. What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's turning to his partner.
Your winner from disqualification, the Rhinestone Cowboy.
What are you talking? How did they do that?
Obviously, the legal man attacked both participants who were not tagged into the ring, Johnny Zero. And that's an automatic disqualification on your part because your team was losing and they lost their minds.
I don't control the match.
The travesty of this. Thank goodness that the TV Dads Wrestling Federation understands how important the champions are.
Springer Mark. This guy, you're marking out for Springer and Brady. Dude, we just saw two legends, though, in there beating the shit out of these guys, man. What, that's a weak disqualification, man.
I am not a zebra,
weak.
As you would say. I am not a referee. A commentator.
Hey, what's going on with the... Who is the ref talking to her? Why is the referee going... Is that Mr. Big, Tony Soprano?
He's pulling the referee by the hair. Fred Sanford has gone over, and he's pulling the ref by the hair. Is that a rubber mask? Is that not the referee's face? What is happening? What is happening over there?
I don't know. I don't. Oh my God! It looks like latex.
Oh my God! It's a fake man. It's a fake head.
It's a fake head.
That is not the ref. That's Stashberg.
That's Stashberg. Oh my God, fans! This is unbelievable.
I'm Jerry Springer, and I want to be your governor. Now, after sharing some specific solutions for our unemployment and education problems in this state. Looks like the nomination is finally within grasp, which makes what I'm about to tell you even more difficult. Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that, and the truth is, I wish no one would ever know. But in the rough world of politics, opponents are not about to let personal embarrassments lay to rest. Perhaps like you, I'm not sure what any of this has to do with being governor, but maybe my talking to you about this makes a point. Ohio is in a world of hurt. The next governor is going to have to take some heavy risks and face some hard truths. I'm prepared to do that. This commercial should be proof. I'm not afraid, even of the truth, and even if it hurts.
This here commercial paid for by Buffalo Butt.
Fans, welcome back. Pandemonium in the squared circle, the World Tag Team Champions, defending their title against the Urban Folklore, only to find
the
out
legends.
That Stashberg was abducted in some capacity, and they dressed him as a referee, unbeknownst to him, and this has been a confusing time.
Look, I know they're later in their careers, and their legends are, you know, they're already Hall of Famers, let's be honest here. Archie and Fred Sanford, the Ghetto Santa and Uncle Slam are the original Urban Folklore. Dude, they're already in the Hall of Fame, man, but they got robbed here tonight. Stashberg under a mask. That was that latex mask, that's really good. That was really good.
Well, I don't think Stashberg was aware of what was happening. He was obviously brainwashed by the Springer Mafia in some capacity to represent the ring as a referee when obviously he's an athlete.
He's a member of the bloody Stash crew, man.
Like, I agree with that
sentiment. And a prominent member as well, like on the same side as the Rhinestone Cowboys. My God, he's their strong arm. Him and Jefferson and... okay, and they're apparently new guy, which we saw beat Triple B the other night. The self-proclaimed ultimate Stash, Mr. Seaver.
Now, Johnny, I don't know if you knew this, but the World's Heavyweight Champion is going to face off tonight against Wild Thing John Lithgow. Now, the champion's coming down to the ring,
wow.
But so is Lithgow at the same time.
Wow.
The crowd does go wild. Why is Lithgow coming down to the ring while the Duke of Chicago is coming down to the ring? He's taunting him all the way up the ring apron.
I have no idea. I'm still he has so many conspiracy secrets. He has UFO sightings on his YouTube channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall contest. TV time remaining for the World Heavyweight Championship. Again, I am greatly confused.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The world's champion was walking down to the ring. He was. And now here we are. John Lithgow kind of invading. Oh, hello, John. Mr. Lithgow.
Lithgow. Wild Thing, buddy.
Mr. Lithgow.
Hey, pal.
Okay. You know what, John? Just go into the ring, John. I don't need this in my life right now.
Hey, Mr. Lithgow. Okay. Yeah. We should just. All right. See ya.
I mean, I guess we're gonna start the match. I'm a little freaked out. Doesn't the world champion get his theme song and like? I mean, this is a little unacceptable.
He can't be like that 24/7. Maybe it's just something he psychs himself out for with the ring.
Two big men square off in the squared circle.
Absolutely.
John Lithgow looking a bit portly, but strong.
But strong, absolutely. I see Randy Quaid is in the audience tonight. That's pretty cool.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, apparently. Well, I mean, Lithgow brings... There's a lot of celebs that are into rooting for this guy, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, if you look in the ring, the Duke of Chicago is making quick work of Lithgow.
Yep,
he has the upper hand from the door.
On him. He's
obviously very offended at the situation.
Yep. Flips him up, and he... Snap suplex from Duke of Chicago. You hear that? Snap suplex for a big, tall guy. It's not bad.
That's amazing.
Shades of the Dynamite. I mean, you know, Dynamite, I wouldn't say it was that fast. He's trying to set him
John
up.
John is very upset.
Trying to get him up for a pile driver already. Trying to put him away early, Duke. Oh, wait. Lithgow's coming back.
Oh, the power.
Backdrop. Lithgow drops a quick elbow. Another quick elbow. Running back to the corner. Looks back. Shades of Bruiser Brody with that flying leg drop.
Oh, my goodness.
The King Kong Bruiser Brody. Frank
Goodish. The champion is officially in trouble, sir.
Yes, he is. He is in trouble. Now, let's see. JJ, Duke of Chicago, rips him up into a small package. One, two, kicks out. That's how he beat people with those long legs. You know, he's got that. He does. He has a leverage advantage, man. So you got to think about it. It's human chess at its finest. TV Dad's wrestling. TV Dad's wrestling, you know.
Is real. People are fake.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. And don't forget it. Because this is human chess at its finest, man. This is a sport of kings. No doubt about it. They're locking back up. Looks like Duke of Chicago is actually getting a strength advantage. I wouldn't call it a strength advantage. He just knows how to use his leverage, and I think that's what he's been doing the whole time. Although I do question that win against James. I think that had, you know, there was something.
The Duke is handling the situation, though. Let's be honest.
Lithgow's
gigantic. The Duke is also quite big.
He's got him up in it's like an airplane spin into a backdrop.
Drops. Oh, that's painful.
Going for the cover. One. Two. Oh, nope. Lithgow's out.
But barely, John. That was barely
Lithgow,
out.
Yes, it is. It looks like he's psyching one up, though, dude. Lithgow might be not... Oh, my God. He's not just getting beaten. Looks like he's getting mad, dude. Looks like Lithgow's getting mad. Getting mad. And he has busted open. Lithgow is Lithgow mania, dude. It's like he's almost like he's hawking up, dude. I've never seen anything like it. Have you seen this? He's shaking. He's shaking. Oh my God, he blocks the Duke of Chicago. He's punching him. One, two, throws him into the ropes. Standing drop kick.
Oh my goodness.
Standing drop. Well, can we have a new champion here? This if he can capitalize on this, he has to pin him this time though, man. Power slam goes up to the top.
And he turns and he's taunting the audience in some capacity. His back is to the world champion. Well, he's giving too much time, Johnny.
He's got to capitalize.
He's giving too much time.
He's got to capitalize in this moment, man. Got to capitalize. Goes in for an elbow and he's... Oh. Oh, my God. He missed. He missed. Duke of Chicago is now putting the boots to his head. Picks him back up. Looks like he's got him in a standard. Oh, my God. Gut-wrench suplex. Oh, man. Now it looks like the Duke is going up to the top. Duke Chicago going
he's
up
gonna
the
jump
top
fast.
Rope. Unbelievable. Flying moonsault.
Pulls the leg, Johnny.
Oh, my God. One, two, three. Unbelievable. I can't believe that.
Ladies and gentlemen, an impressive victory. An impressive victory by the world's heavyweight champion.
Unbelievable.
Over the
moonsault.
Psycho John Lithgow.
Unbelievable.
Well, wild thing, John Lithgow.
Yes. Unbelievable. Duke is picking up the belt. What the hell's what's Lithgow doing now? He's just they're just staring down. Lithgow, I mean Evans, you know, you better get out of here, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can't believe that. He had
the
him beat.
Winner and still world's
heavyweight champion, the Duke of Chicago. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, where is...
Lithgow does not look happy.
Where's he going? He's getting out of the ring, and he's slipping under the ring apron again. What? Where did he go? He didn't walk to the back.
There he is, John.
Mr. Lithgow, sir.
So, did you feel like it was a worthy opponent? Okay. Yeah. Okay. John, you can't speak to us this way anymore.
Right. You gotta stop it. John, Mr. Lithgow, sir. Mr. Lithgow, sir, please, can we get just a word with you? We've tried everything.
And he leaves. There he goes.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Wild Thing.
It's.
You make my heart sing.
Yeah, he does.
But tonight was not your night for the championship.
It was not. JJ hit the flying moonsault. But he did have him beat. If he had just capitalized on the moment instead of like, I'll never figure this guy out. He's got all the makings of a world champion, dude. He draws. You know, draws big, people like him, they hate him, he makes, you know, he's got pops and heat, and he's fairly good in the ring. I mean, the only guy I've ever seen to ever hip toss himself off a 30-foot scaffold.
Oh, remember that, the scaffold match?
Yeah.
John, if I could please draw your attention to the TV Datatron above the squared circle.
Sure.
It's taking us backstage, now there's no sound. But if you see, we're visiting the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. The Bloody Stash crew are backstage. Uh-huh. They're shining up their world tag team championships. Mr. Brady does look a bit disheveled, to be honest. It was a rough encounter they had just recently had. If you look, also is Stashberg, and he's removing the fake zebra outfit, if you will, or the referee attire.
Yeah,
that and here comes the self-proclaimed Stash, and he seems to be speaking to Michael Brady. John, I'm going to try and slip back there.
Right.
If you can keep talking to the audience
and try to see if I can pick
something up. So please bear with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Go get him, man. Just seeing him go on. He's tearing the latex mask off. Oh, my God. That was more like a handicap match. That means it was 3-on-2 anyway.
John, can you hear me, Dan?
Yeah.
All right, I'm backstage. Okay. And it seems...
I'm patching you through.
Okay. It seems
right
that the self-proclaimed Stash mm-hmm. is asking to join the Bloody Stash crew.
Okay.
And he's saying, I'm the world's television champion, and I have now earned my way in.
Okay.
Michael Brady has slapped him across the face.
Oh, my gosh.
The henchmen, the security for Michael Brady, have grabbed this gentleman.
Oh, man.
Mr. Brady, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Be careful. Yeah, man, be careful. Stay away from him.
So, John, I'm eavesdropping.
These guys are nuts.
It seems that Michael Brady has decreed that if Stashberg drops the TV championship to Mr. Brady directly in the ring, they will allow him to become a member of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company, the Bloody Stash Crew.
The BSC. Are you kidding? I mean, like...
This is breaking news backstage.
How is he going to do that, though? That would be...
Well, if they have a quote-unquote match, you just have to lose to Michael Brady.
Oh, but that would... that's what... TBDI Wrestling is real. Nobody's going to allow that to happen. Where's Ross Perot?
We should speak the truth between us as I... Hold on. Come back to the door.
Yeah. Be careful back there, man. These guys are nuts. I'm serious, man. I know you can take care of your own.
Johnny, I'm back! Ah! It was exciting to be in the presence of glory, to be in the presence of Michael Brady, as he was decreeing that he will be the next television champion. He is currently the world's heavyweight tag team champion, along with his partner Michael Knight. I don't know how that would be handled in that capacity if something was to go down, but it seems that the Ultimate Stash, as he is currently billing himself,
self-proclaimed, yeah,
is going to give a title shot, the TV championship, to Mr. Michael Brady.
How would that work with him being the tag team champion at the same time?
Well, you know that you can't hold both titles simultaneously. This has come up previously.
Yeah, you can't hold the world heavyweight and the world...
No, you can't hold any titles in succession.
Okay.
If you're a single competitor with a belt, you cannot hold a tag title at the same time,
which
we have visited previously.
Right. I always, I think the rules seem to change when it comes to the BSC. And
that's not true. I wish you would say... These,
oh, come on, the referee.
No, obviously someone kidnapped Stashberg. They drugged him. They put him in a referee's outfit with a plastic mask. He had no idea what was happening. He would never degrade himself to that capacity.
Stashberg.
Against his will, sir. And, you know,
Stashberg,
as an American citizen, I would hope that you would understand that freedom is not free.
Oh, I know that more than anybody, dude. I believe red, white, and blue, man.
Obviously not.
But I'm telling you, if the referee in the match has a latex max on, it's a guy that's in the BSC.
It looked like a real face to me, though.
I was greatly
confused.
It was creepy, right? Was that creepy? I've never seen that.
You know what
that.
The irony is that even in his drugged out, kidnapped phase and state of mind, Stashberg still was... had the wherewithal to disqualify Urban Folklore for breaking the rules.
Oh my God. What, because of a double headbutt?
It was
supposed to get a standing five
count.
It
was a single athlete taking on two competitors, one that was not legally tagged in.
Oh my God.
And that, sir, is a disqualification.
You get a standing five. You get a five count, dude.
It was a 75 count.
No,
the referee
wasn't.
Made it. He gave him all of the leeway possible.
Oh, my
possible,
God. Are you kidding me?
And then they had to be disqualified. And I stand by the decision.
How can you say that?
Bravo.
The two legends of our business.
Bravo, Mr. Stashberg.
Oh, my God, dude. You're talking about two guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famers.
I know. The tag team champions. Exactly.
I'm talking about...
I agree,
Ghetto,
sir.
Santa,
I agree
Slam.
Completely.
I'm talking about Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford, who was the first match in the history of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation, by the way. That was our first match ever and our first tournament. I don't know how you could say that. It's what this Bloody Stash Crew is doing is just... it blows my mind, man.
Now, Johnny, if you take your attention ringside,
yeah,
the new tag team of The Fuzz, Winslow, and Griffith...
The Sheriff.
The Sheriff. What's the first name? Andy Griffith.
Yes.
Are in the squared circle.
Yes.
Now they're taking on... Oh my God, no. Please don't. No. Please no.
Who
do I hate more than anything in the world?
Anybody that I like. I don't know.
It's funny, but...
Oh, the TPX. Oh shit.
They're literally taking on the Gimp and Peaches in a tag team event in the Squared Circle.
Is it Gimp or Gimpzilla or Gimpasaurus?
Oh my
Gimp?
God, it's Gimpzilla. Look what the fuck is coming up the aisle.
Oh, dude.
It is massive.
Oh my God, dude. Oh boy. Oh God, where's Barney?
Jim fucking Barney. Get the fuck away from my table.
Stay the fuck out of here, man.
Motherfucker.
Unbelievable.
I hate
fucking
them
piece
so
of shit, man.
Bad.
I hate that fucking guy, too, man. Look, I don't know what the fuck.
Nose touch me, man.
Oh, God, Jim Barney.
God. He's creepy, dude.
He's greasy as fuck.
He's creepy.
He smells like failure.
I mean,
I don't need this in my
life. I mean, the guy's, you know, I'm not taking on a... chalking on his acting career, but man, he has really become one demented psycho in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tag team match with one fall with a 25-minute time limit.
What?
In the red corner, the Fuzz. facing off against the Trailer Park Express.
Dude, why is Peaches prancing around the ring and not locking up?
I don't understand what's happening.
Like he's like dancing.
The Gimpasaurus is so big it can't even stand on the ring apron. It's standing on the floor and holding the tag rope.
Yeah, I know. That's I was getting ready to say the same thing. You beat me to it. That's great. Winslow was trying. Winslow, a very good wrestler, by the way. I know that him and Griffith were partners back in the day before TV Dad Wrestling went public. So we're just watching. What the fuck is? Is Peaches doing? Why is he prancing around?
They haven't even locked up yet.
Unbelievable. Like, Winslow's got him. He grabs a headlock. But he slips
it's
out
off.
Of it.
I guess he's greasy.
Oh, my God.
Poor Winslow.
Super kick by Winslow.
Fantastic.
Takes him down.
James Winslow.
Fast tag to Sheriff. The Sheriff's coming in. Comes up the top right with a flying elbow. Got him. This could be it, man. One. Two. Oh, Peaches slips out. He's just too greasy. The Sheriff. Whips him into the ropes again. Comes up with another super kick. They come down and hits an elbow. And now he's got him. He's got him down. I think he can. He's got that head around. What's he got on his head, man? What makes his
this
head?
This is so fucked up.
Why is his head like?
God, they're disgusting. Hi, Vern. No, Vern. My name's Vex. You got
yes,
the letter V.
Exactly.
Vern. Jim fucking Varney.
His name is Vex, not Vern, dude.
Oh, my God. If you look in the ring,
like what the
they
fuck?
Tag the Gimpasaurus, and the left arm comes off the Gimpasaurus and has become a person.
Oh,
so now there's
oh
a person
God.
In the ring who's short facing off against
the Sheriff.
Griffith, which is fucking insane.
Oh, what a small dropkick to the knee. He took his knee out. Oh, my God.
That's so weird.
Oh, my God. He's tagging again. Another one comes in. Gimpzilla off the top rope. Oh, my God. A senton bomb. Tags another one in off the top, a flying leg drop off the top.
How is this legal?
This is Swinger Mania. I have no idea, dude. It's the Gimpzilla, dude. You saw it with fucking. Oh my God, dude. You saw what Ingles had to fight. Ingles versus hell.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now he's tagged back in. They've tagged back in Peaches, and again he's prancing around the ring. What the fuck is that? Are they flowers or something?
I believe they. Yes.
Or are they actual peaches?
I don't know. Peach shells or some shit. Peach peels. I don't know.
It looks like peach. I think they're actual peaches. What the fuck?
And
is
he just drops a random elbow. Oh
man!
Jesus Christ!
Unbelievable! Oh, boom!
Pulls across the chin.
Unbelievable! Drops like a backdrop on the face there, with a. Another measures that elbow. I mean, he is methodical. I'll give him that. And he's
Peaches
still,
is a big guy.
He is. He's a very strong guy. I just don't understand the prancing. The prancing and throwing.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Throwing around the peaches or
Hi,
the flowers.
Bart.
Hey, get him out of here. Get the fuck away from me, man. Get the fuck away from me. I'm telling you right now.
And they've touched me. Oh, my God.
You all right, buddy? Here, buddy.
There's greasy
here,
shit
take a towel, man.
On my shoulder.
Here, take a towel, buddy.
My suit cost $6,000.
Yeah. I hear you, but fuck that guy, man. $6,000?
$6,000.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if you sit ringside, that kind of shit can happen.
How dare you? I am a victim. How dare you make it my fault?
I just handed you a towel. I told the guy
hashtag
to get the fuck out of
me too, Johnny Zero.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm being assaulted by greasy gimps at the side of the ring. You're like, oh, well, you shouldn't ask for it sitting ringside. How dare you? I'm the victim, Johnny Zero.
Well, how the fuck why do they keep sending you letters and all this gimp mail and get, you know, the Gimp Gazette newsletter?
You know, I'm going to speak to Springer. This is fucking unacceptable. I'm even wrestling. He's not even wrestling.
Oh, my God. He's prancing again. He's dropping an elbow on the Sheriff. The Sheriff has to make the tag. He's got to get Winslow in there. He's got to get Winslow. Makes the tag. Winslow's in there. All right, now he's... Winslow's a house of fire. Hope we can capitalize on it. He's got Peaches. Peaches in motion. Comes off the ropes. Whips him into the turnbuckle. Now it looks like Winslow standing on a cartwheel into an elbow smash into the corner. I didn't know that guy had it in him. That was great. Did you see that?
I did see
people,
that.
People always misjudge. You know, they underestimate the athletes of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. It's unbelievable. We are the greatest athletes in the world, folks. Unbelievable. You have to see this. Oh my God. Kicking him still. Kicking him. Unbelievable. Winslow is on fire, man. Winslow is on fire. Hold on. What the hell is going on? It's like a big duster jacket that the Gimpzilla is wearing, and somebody just ran out the sleeve. They're coming up behind him. Oh, and they clip him from behind in the knee and roll out of the ring. Where's the referee's count on that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. We have to go to commercial.
Where's the carrot ref at on that? Come on.
Your buddy Ernest, and put down that Mountain Dew and start drinking better tasting Mellow Yellow. You know, Bert, the one with a little splash of juice, the one that beat Mountain Dew in the taste test. So, Vern, make the Mellow Yellow move. Know what I mean? Pretty smooth, huh?
Welcome back to the melee inside the squared circle. Johnny Zero, the Grimpasaurus, has been broken into every piece.
It's Gimpzilla.
They've beaten it with the butts of their shotguns. It is now Peaches facing off against
Andy Griffith.
The Fuzz.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, my God. And he's got him down. Andy Griffith's coming off the top from behind. Help us, buddy. He's got an elbow down on him. On Peaches. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the those knees may take it. Those little...
You can't get a handle on Peaches or any members of the Gimpasaurus because they're greased up and disgusting. It's a very bizarre scenario, to say the least.
Peaches gets into the ropes. Griffith has got him up. He slips over the top, rolls him back up into like a small package. And one, two, no. Griffith, the sheriff kicks out. The sheriff says, not taking it anymore. He's waving his finger at him. Peaches has that fear in his eyes. You can see it. Goes to hit Andy Griffith. Hits it. Andy Griffith. Box. Andy hits one, two, three, four, five, six, seven hits to the head. Peaches is out on his feet. Tags in Winslow. Winslow up the top. Flying body press. One, two, three. Unbelievable. They did it. They did it. They did it. Gimpzilla. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh my God, before they can even celebrate. They're clipped, their feet. Both Gimpazilla's arms have come off, and one of his legs, and they just took out the knees of the Fuzz, of the sheriff and the Fuzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, the Fuzz.
And why is Peaches still in? You guys gotta see this if you see it on tonight on television. I mean, unbelievable. Like, he's got... It's Larry the Cable Guy and Daisy Dukes. Seriously, what do you call that? Is that weird? Maybe that's just from the magic outside, whatever.
No, but then the peach...
It's obscene,
the
man.
The peach tank top tied up around his stomach is more upsetting than the Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, I hear you. You're right. And throwing out... No!
Why do they always beat up the other team to their own theme music after they lose the match?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even think they care about winning.
They must not.
I think it's just about violence.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Yeah, exactly. Very well said. Dude, I agree with you. They have hurt everybody they've had a match with. I don't know. I'm surprised Foxworthy's not here. Foxworthy,
Well, this was a tag match, and he had 75 gimps, so I don't know if you really need Foxworthy.
Right. But, they have an army of gimps. I've never seen anything like it. And he's still prancing around. They're kicking him. They're trying. Oh, my God. I think Griffith is hurt, for real. And so is Winslow. They're out of the ring. They're getting out of there. And oh, my God. Gimpazilla's just shot off their right arm now. And jumping at him and do a flying dropkick right in the middle of that steel rail.
Oh, the humanity.
And they're trying to get him back, but the guy slipped over the rail. It's too small. It must be 12 little people as gimps.
Did you say little people?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, that's nice.
Little people. That's what they...
They're disgusting gimpy midgets. Fucking little people, you politically correct pussy.
Throw
a pair.
Oh, shut the
Why
fuck
are you
up.
So
I love
gay.
Midgets.
What? I love midgets.
Yes.
Oh, he said it.
Yes.
We're going to centralize that and put on the soundboard.
What the fuck? You
call
I
love
pussy.
Midgets.
Call me a pussy.
Midgets are the best.
Dude, I do.
I just love them so much. Their little cute faces. And their little midget hands.
I do. You ever been to Midgetville?
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
I can't say it on the air, dude. It's all right. I've been invited there. I'm going to do a concert live from that place, man. I'm telling you. I don't understand it, dude. I don't understand. These guys don't. I don't know how big they might be. Just short guys, for all I know.
As we try to clean the mess up in the center of the squared circle, Johnny Zero, I have breaking news that has just been sent across my computer screen.
Bring it in.
It is my honor to tell you that the self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash will be defending his World Television Championship tonight in this on this very program against the greatest actor in America in the history of time, Michael Brady.
You mean the gay one that tapped like a bitch?
I didn't say Charlotte. I said Michael Brady.
I'm not bragging on his sexuality. Just his
you literally
his ring
just did though.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying that his well, he shouldn't be putting it in my face like that.
As I read this list,
you know, he's oiling up.
Go ahead, go off on a sexual tangent.
Oh no,
We've seen Saturday morning television on the Fox Network, and this is what you're presenting to our
audience. My God, you're the.
You're a deviant, sir.
Oh, my God. No,
reporter.
I'm not, dude.
You find out you have a drinking problem. We go away on our vacation.
I
get tied up in customs.
You got
kidnapped a few weeks ago. I don't even know what that was about. You had a gambling debt of some sort. I don't know.
I don't have a gambling debt. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell would I have to gamble with? What the fuck are you talking about, man? This guy is the biggest rule breaker in the book. How's he going to win this? He's going to give up the title and just as a world television champion and world tag team champion. First of all, it's against the rules.
What is, sir? Explain.
Well, if you're a world tag team champion and you win the world television title, you have to submit one of the titles, man.
There's a phrase.
Come on.
Heavy
man.
Is the head that wears the crown. And Michael Brady is going to be soon wearing the crown of the world television championship.
Well, he wasn't that big when he wasn't such a big man when Angles made him tap. But let's go to the ring, man. Let's get
good. No one's ready. It's a thing. It just got announced currently. We have to kind of kill time here, if you will.
Sure.
If you look at the ring, it's just covered in grease and weird shit that they're trying to mop up.
Yeah,
you can't have Michael Brady compete in a level in that capacity. It's not even respectable, sir.
I don't know, man. I'm looking up. I'm going to look. Look on the TV data chart. Angle,
yes.
Brady just high-fived the Gimps. Just high-fived two of the Gimps. They were part of Gimpzilla.
I don't know why you would say that.
It's so true. It is so true. Right up on TV Daddy's run.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Your world television champion.
Great song.
The self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash, Jason Seaver.
Wow. And look, do you see him walking away? Is that partially hair or is it tattooed or is it both?
That's a tattooed mustache.
Okay. My God. So wow. I thought that they did the beaver was a permanent stash. Permastash. That's just.
You know, all you do in your tabloid reporting is spread lies and controversy like a tabloid
what
reporter.
What are you talking about?
Beaver, who is now the Badger, disfigured himself trying to be a part of the Bloody Stash.
No, he
company.
Ripped off the stash and it
He's
tore
like,
off
oh,
it.
I'm going to glue this on my face so I look like a man.
What are you talking about? That was Bobby Brady after he got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Bobby Brady, the true middleweight champion of the world, I might add.
What are you talking about? He'd get his ass whooped anytime he stepped in the ring with the Badger, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a match. One fall with TV time remaining for the World Television Championship. In the blue corner, Michael Brady. In the red corner, the give me the microphone. I'm the leader of the Bloody Stash crew! There is no self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash! It is I! Okay, thank you for that, sir. Thank you, Mr. Brady.
Unbelievable.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, did you see his eyes sticking out of his head?
We're squaring off. The two gentlemen shake hands.
Ferocious.
And Mr. Brady clotheslines the champion!
Unbelievable. As he was shaking hands with him, unbelievable.
And he's just kicking him repeatedly to the face, repeatedly to the face.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it wasn't supposed to be much of a match. I don't believe that Jason Seaver has come prepared. The world's team champions off the rope. Drops an elbow right across the chest.
Isn't that?
He picks up Seaver and throws him over the top rope I believe that's supposed to be a disqualification, but obviously nothing is happening.
Nobody's calling it. What's up with the zebra?
Seaver's laid out on the concrete floor. Michael Brady climbs on the top rope and drops glitter from above.
Unbelievable. Onto the floor.
He slides the champion back in the ring. Michael Brady is getting something out of his trunks.
What is he doing?
He's going in. Have you ever seen anything like that? The TV champion, who's bleeding profusely instantly.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what's happening. Brady threw something out of the ring. Johnny, if you look over there, he threw something out of the ring. I don't know what it is.
Well, I can't see from this angle.
Stashberg is going over. He's picking it up.
Yeah.
I the proof is gone. And now,
what the hell was that?
Michael Brady is picking up the World Tag Team Championship. He's putting it around his arm. He swings the TV champion of the rope. He comes back and he hits him with the belt.
Oh, my God.
My God. Is this a non-disqualification match? Did I miss something?
No, the zebra's not calling it. I don't.
Now, Seaver's bleeding really bad. They might have to stop this match. I don't see it continuing.
I thought that wasn't Seaver. Didn't he do a promo down in Haiti where he was claiming to be Mike Brady's stunt double?
I couldn't speak on that. It's beneath my pay grade, truth be told.
No, I'm talking about his promos down there. I showed
you, Bloody Butcher of Wrestling has returned. He has picked the gentleman up. Yeah. It's a brain buster, if you will, right in the center of the squared circle.
Unbelievable, and the teeth are shaven.
This is completely a one-sided match. Brady obviously very much wants to get the World TV Championship.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry.
Why did Seaver look like he's enjoying this?
We have to take a commercial break. Bear with us.
Telling America about where there's a will, there's an A. A video seminar for students that has literally turned C and D students into A students almost overnight. Our hope was to help thousands of students do better in school. Well, this program has exceeded our wildest expectations. Over 1 million grade school, high school, and college students have watched or listened to these tapes. 1 million. And the results have been incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the live broadcast.
Bizarre.
Unbeknownst to all of us, there's a new World Television Heavyweight Champion of the world, Michael Brady. He continues to torture the previous champion in the center of the ring.
This is really gross, man.
The Bloody Stash crew has come down. They're covering themselves in his blood.
It is a gnarly experience.
Now, if you look at the back of the venue, Charles Engels is running down with Neckbeard to come to the assistance of the former world TV champion.
Somebody's got to help this guy out. Of course, man.
This is bad stuff. I don't know what to say.
This is not cool, man.
That's it. The Bloody Stash Creek is out of the ring. They leave. They're leaving.
Engels is cleaning house. What the fuck is up with this guy?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new World Television Champion.
Holy shit, they damn near crippled fucking Seaver.
America's greatest actor, Michael Brady.
And you can see Engels looking at this guy like,
what
the hell? He's right. What the hell did he tattoo a mustache on for?
He's a wannabe. He wanted to be in the Bloody Stash crew. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Now, they had made a deal.
And why would Engels come out and help him?
Well, I'm not. Listen.
That's what Engels does.
No, not even that. Like, it was brutal, man. Like, this guy, he's not a good athlete. Like, if you're looking at the whole thing, like, really, Jason Seaver was a fluke. Triple B's the true TV champion. He was robbed in Haiti.
I'd agree with that statement.
Robbed in Haiti.
I do think he's gotten better since we started, but I would agree with that. Triple B is definitely a better athlete.
Gets robbed in Haiti. He comes to the division. They begin to fight. Michael makes... How do I phrase this? The Bloody Butcher makes lunch meat out of Jason Seaver. Michael Brady, the new TV champion.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. This guy's going to need a stretcher. They're calling out for a stretcher.
Now, I want to say, guys, thank you so much for bearing with us.
Yeah.
We're back stateside. This is our first episode back in the USA since we were down in Haiti. This was episode number 41. Johnny Zero, like, let's reflect. There's a new champion. What are your thoughts?
I didn't really see Seaver holding on to the title that long anyway. But, it's just been a wild, a wild few weeks here, man.
It's been his second defense, He faced off against Beauregard Duke.
Yes, he did. But, Grady hit that time down there with the rocking
so
chair.
So, is it your opinion he could have lost it then?
Yes.
So he could have not even made it to this
point. Oh, absolutely.
Well, at least the title's back in the U.S. where it belongs.
In the world, yeah.
The title's back in the U.S. where it belongs.
Yeah.
It's around the waist of Michael Brady, who for tonight at least is the one half of the World Tag Team Champions and now the current TV champion
in
professional wrestling.
It seems like they have everybody in they have to have some link with the Springer regime.
How dare you? How dare you attempt to besmirch your world television champion right here on national television? What is wrong with you? You're a tabloid reporter.
He must be with the Springer Museum or something.
Well, look at who was the referee. Stashberg in a latex mask.
He was kidnapped and drugged, just like I had told you.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. This has been episode number 41 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. It's available on the Podbean application, downloadable for free on your phone on the Loud and Loaded Network. My name is Vex X.
Johnny Zero, the people's hero, reminding you to
stay frosty.